إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue reading from this explanation of the creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. The creed of the Salaf is of Imam al-Sabuni, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Rabi'a bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. قال المصنف عن الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ولا يصيب المرء إلا ما كتبه له ربه ولا يصيب المرء إلا ما كتبه له ربه ولو جهد الخلق أن ينفع المرء بما لم يكتبه الله له لم يقدر عليه ولو جهدوا أن يضروه بما لم يقضه الله عليه لم يقدروا على ما ورد به الخبر عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله يشير بهذا إلى حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. Sheikh Rabih Haratana mentioned the statement of Imam al-Sabuni when he said and this is from the Aqidah of Ahlul Salaf, Ahlul Sunnah, the Aqidah of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. Nothing except that which Allah has written will befall a person. If the creation strived to benefit the person with something which Allah has not written for him, then they will not be able to do so. And if they strive to harm him with something not decreed by Allah for him, they will not have the ability to do so. And this is what's reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. When the Prophet says, as Ibn Abbas himself, he says he was riding behind the Prophet ﷺ one day and the Prophet ﷺ said to him, O young man, I'm teaching you some words. Preserve what Allah has made obligatory upon you and Allah will preserve you and protect you. And you will find him there to help you and assist you. When you ask, ask Allah alone. When you seek help, seek Allah's help. And know that if all of the ummah, all of the people strive to benefit you with something, they will not be able to do it unless Allah has written it for you. And if they all strive to harm you with something, they will not be able to do it unless Allah has written it for you. The pen who writes the maqadir has been left it. And the scrolls has been dried. Al-Hadith akhrajahu al-Imam Ahmad wa al-Tirmidhi, who says Hadith al-Hasan Sahih. Al-Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated this narration in his book Dilal al-Jannah. Qala al-Shaykh Rabih hafidhahu Allah, فَكُلُّ مَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لِلْإِنسَانِ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَنَالُهُ وَلَا مَفَرَّ مِنْهُ. So everything that is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person, whether it be the good or the bad, will happen to that person. Nothing will escape. He's not going to escape anything. And remember that this, as from the previous classes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that will happen to His creatures. Everything. And Allah has written everything with Him in al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. And that 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And that took place before the creation of Bani Adam. And we have the other hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that when that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send an angel to write four things while that person is still in the womb of his mother. Yeah, now he's 50, he's grown up. But whatever he's doing or not doing, all the good happening to him or the bad is already written. He didn't even make it to this life yet. So here the Sheikh, he says, everything that Allah has written to happen to you, anything that Allah has decreed to befall you or happen to you, whether good or bad, you will not escape it. You cannot run away from the decree of Allah. You just cannot run away. Meaning in a way that, of course, people, they don't want to harm themselves. It's very important to understand this point clearly. This doesn't mean go and get yourself in trouble and say, oh, listen, man, Allah decreed on me. No, you can't do that. You got to follow the means of safety, follow the means of good, but if something Allah has decreed for you to happen, it's going to happen. Nobody wants to break his leg. Have you even seen someone get a hammer and hit his leg?
No.
People, they are cautious and careful around sharp objects, right? Very careful, and they look in. But then if something happens, you hit yourself with something or cut your finger with a knife. When a person get a knife and want to cut an apple or cut some vegetables or a salad or a watermelon or a cup of honeydews, do the person have the intention, it's like, look, while I'm cutting this watermelon, I got to cut one of my fingers? Anyone in his right mind? No, people, they're cautious, right? They even, if somebody tries to talk to him, listen, I got a knife in my hand, right? Listen, I can't deal with this. Let me concentrate. I talk to you later. But then in the midst of that, they may cut their hand. This is something that they cannot, what? Escape. If they knew that they're going to cut their hands, which they have no way, just saying it, there's no way for them to know. You think they're going to cut the watermelon? They're going to leave somebody else do it. That's why when they cut their fingers, what they happen? If it's very bad and bleeding, what they do? Hey, come and finish this. You see? So whatever, bad or good, that Allah has already written for a person, it's going to happen to that person. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hadid, the verses 22 and 23, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا في أنفسكم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. سورة الحديد no calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decree, Allah al-Mahfuz, before we bring it into existence. It's already there. We don't know it, but Allah knows it. You don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow, but it's already known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you came to this world. Way before that. Okay? Verily, that is easy for Allah. In order that you may not grieve at the things over that you fail to get, nor rejoice over that which has been given to you. Allahu Akbar. That's the hikmah. You want something but you didn't get it. So why? It's not a big deal. Some people, it's a big deal and it ruined their lives and this. Nah, it's not a big deal. That's why if you know this is written, you follow the means. You try to get that job, try to get that business, you bid on that, you fill out the forms, paperwork, everything is legit. And you gotta be. But then they give it to somebody else. What would you know? What do you do? Huh? What would people do? Let's first see what the routes that the people follow. All of them follow one route? Everybody says, Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah has decreed. Alhamdulillah, if it's good, it's Alhamdulillah. If it was bad, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved me from it. No, people do many things. Yeah, because I'm this, I'm that, and this. Allah says, look, you believe in that. That everything is written with Allah before He brings it to existence, in order that you may not grieve at the things over that you fail to get, nor rejoice over that which has been given to you. And Allah likes not prideful boasters. And this is very important, yeah. So that your heart stay free from the dunya and being attached to dunya. And your heart is always filled with the remembrance of Allah. Because that's your main concern, to make it to the Jannah. Not your main concern to be the richest person, doesn't matter how. No. So when your state tell you, look, man, we're sorry, say, don't worry about it. It's okay, I'm good. Yeah, it's okay. And sometimes you may even like that at that moment, they see the attitude of that person. They just said to him, look, man, we can't take you. Thank you for your time. It's okay. Thank you for your time, guys. No problem. It was a learning experience for me. Thank you, guys. I hope the person you have chosen will be the right person for you. Have a good day. See you later, all right? They may like, whoa, we need this guy. We can't let this guy go. This guy got a good attitude. You see? Right or wrong, Muhammad? They like, whoa, wait, sir, wait a minute. Whoever giving the interview will say, wait. Why are you here? Don't go anywhere. It's all right. I don't know. Then you got to go to the CEO, the big guy. Listen, man, it's something weird, something different about this guy. Usually when we tell the people, listen, I'm going to take it. Why? Because I'm this and because I'm that. And they start arguing and you see? But this guy, he thanked us and says, hey, hopefully that the person you choose will be the right person for you. I was really coming here to do what I can to help you guys and they're like, really? Yeah. All right. Hire him. You see? Allahu Akbar. Or if they don't have you for that, they may recommend you for somebody else. They may not because of your... Sometimes you're rejected because, yes, you have a good credentials, but it's just not... They don't have a place for you. So they will, because of your good manners and attitude, now they may refer you to somebody else. They're like, listen, whatever you do and whatever you study and your expertise and whatever, we don't need you here. We hope, because you have excellent manners, man. Your demeanor is beautiful, your attitude. We need people like you around us. But we can remember, you don't mind we recommend you to somebody else? They can use your... You see? Yeah. Somebody's going to get mad, curse him out, and he's coming, he got an attitude in the driving. And he's not paying attention around the light. Now he's pulled over by the police and get a $350 ticket and 4 points. And he has to appear in front of the judge. Huh? You see what I'm talking about? All of this because he he failed to apply this point of aqeedah. He thinks that those people, they're the ones that reject him. You see? Instead to say, hey, this is already... You need to go with this aqeedah, not this attitude. We need to go with this aqeedah. That, look, I'm going there, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. They say, yes, I'm going to thank Allah. They say, no, I'm still going to thank Allah. This is the aqeedah. And then you go home and you're happy. Not like someone who get mad, they change him. Just because they told him, listen, man, we will give you a call. Hey, yeah, right. Yeah, you don't want me. And he get mad. And then he, you know what I'm saying? He's all mad. He bring the attitude to the masjid. Then he take it home and stick with him for 3 days. Why? Is he worth it? Allah musta'an. Now. طيب قال هذه ثمار الإيمان الصادق بالقدر. The Sheikh, he says this, when he brings this ayah, he says these are the fruits of true iman. Those who are they truthful in their iman in the qadar. It's not enough to say, oh, كان الإيمان ستاتون إيمان بالله قدر. If you ask any one of us, what are the pillars of iman? Oh, six. What are they? Believe in Allah. And then what? To believe in the Qadr, Allahu Akbar, pass. Yeah, pass in that question. But what is the application? When somebody cut in front of you in a highway, what would you do? What would you do, Abdullah? Don't answer that question. You just gave me an answer, alhamdulillah. Yeah. When somebody cut in front of you, when somebody call your name, when somebody look, some of us, the name people talk, they just look at them. What are you looking at? Huh? What are you looking at? Hey, people cannot look. People cannot look. Where is the qadr? People cannot look. Want to fight. Some people even driving, they want to pull over. His wife said, hey, keep going. I'm not going. You be quiet. You see, he just cut me off. Now he's going to follow the man. Hey, you're going south. The man, he may keep going. He get an exit. Now he following him to stop him. Why you cut in front of me? Why you looked at me? Why is all this about? You know why is all this about? Not understanding the qadr correctly. And these are shortcomings that we fall into, man. No, you keep going. You're remembering Allah. People look at you, smile at you, give you a finger, give you a high five. Doesn't matter. Does it matter? Of course, if you want to follow our desires, it matters a lot. You right? But if you want to follow these guidelines we are learning, then we should act in accordance to this, what we learn. Of course, the application is not easy. But that's at least, alhamdulillah, we're providing the what? The information. Some people, Allah, they get themselves in big trouble because they fail to do this. People lose their lives. I know. I got now a couple of examples. Just because somebody cut in front of him, and now he's the horn out there. Then the other guy get off. He followed him. The guy come out with something, with a gun and shot him. So what all this about? Why? Keep going, ya akhi. These are ignorance. Well, الَّذِينَ إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Those when the foolish people address them with harsh words, what they do? They reply with what? Mild words of gentleness and kindness. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass with any evil, what they do? Man, they don't stop in there. They take no part of evil. Keep moving, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah. So the Sheikh said, these are the... So you don't grieve. The bad things that happen to you, things you couldn't get, then don't grieve. Because Allah didn't want it for you. Alright? He said, these are only the fruits of those who are truthful in their iman in qadr. Allah tafraha bima utita min al-ni'ami wal-khayr wa la tabtar wa la ta'shar. Meaning that when Allah give you good things, you have to thank Allah. You should thank Allah. This is only from Allah. Even if the people say, man, you're good, you're smart, man. Wow, you got skills, man. I'm so lazy. These brothers, I want to be like you. What do you say? Oh, man, yeah, man, it runs in the family. Yeah, right. That's ignorance that runs in the family. No, you're going to tell them, Akhi, taqillah. I made the effort, but this is from Allah, ya Akhi. Qadar. Na'am, alhamdulillah, I made some efforts, you know. Not a lot, but Allah gave me this. And Allah can take it anyway. And this can be a test for me. Whether I thank Allah or I don't, would I be not grateful? You see? I know. So he says, this is from the fruits. Allah tests you when things go your way and you apply, they get it. Business, alhamdulillah, here it is. And now what happened? No, if you forget to thank Allah and to turn all this ni'am to Allah, that's a big problem right there. وكذلك ألا تحزن على ما فاتك من الدنيا. Likewise, don't grieve over anything you didn't get from this dunya. Don't grieve. لماذا؟ لأن الحزن لا ينفعك. أولا, grieving is not going to change anything. Is grieving going to get you that business? Huh? Transaction? Going to give you that contract? He ain't going to give you that. Going to give you that job? No. ولا ينالك من الدنيا إلا ما كتبه الله لك. You're a human, and you will get from the dunya only that which Allah has what? Written for you. That's it. لا ينالك من الدنيا إلا ما كتبه الله لك. Sheikh Rabi' حفظ الله يقول, nothing you will get from this dunya except that which Allah has written for you. إذن فإذا استقرت هذه العقيدة في نفس المؤمن خفت عليه وطأة المصائب. الله أكبر. يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله, إذا استقرت هذه العقيدة, يعني الإيمان الصادق بالقدر أنه لا يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا, نعم, رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف, إذا استقرت هذه العقيدة في نفس المؤمن خفت عليه وطأة المصائب وتجنب شر البطر والفرح والأشر الذي قد يصيب من لا يؤمن بالقدر والعياذ بالله. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى, he says, if this عقيدة, it's not just about statements, it's a عقيدة, it's the creed. If this creed settle in the heart of a person, the believer, that will make matters easy for him. Calamities before him, problems, trials, and he's happy. Now, somebody, they tell him, hey, your car, nice car, it's stolen. He smiles. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. He smiles. People, they think he's crazy. No, he's not. Iman in the qadr. Because he knows. He didn't ask someone to go and steal his car. All right? He didn't drove his car to a wall and damage it. No, he, alhamdulillah, he did what he's supposed to do. He parked his car in the driveway, inshallah, asking Allah to protect him and his property. But then, it's decreed that night, not the night before it, that nice 2015 truck of $35,000 to be stolen. And then, now, alhamdulillah, he's not worried about it. And also, when the good things happen his way, alhamdulillah, he doesn't make him arrogant and boastful. Yeah, because of my skills, because of my family, it runs in the tribe. Yeah, right. It's not like that. And I share with you a story. In this village, this tribe, they have this man, righteous man. Whenever something bad happened to somebody, he will tell them, it may be good for you. Be patient. Thank Allah and be grateful and be patient. It may be good for you. But they don't understand his statements. Whenever they go to him, he said, he advised them, Akhi, I mean, bil qadr. Yeah, he'll be good for you. Be patient, inshallah. Be patient. Years like this, they says, let's test this man. We'll see if he just advising us or he really believe in this. Okay? So what they do, this man has some animals, you know, some goats and sheep. And those people, they farmers and the Bedouins, they have every family have animals and sheep and goat as well. So what they do, they just in the morning they go and graze far away, following the what?
Shepherd.
Huh? They're looking for food for their animals. And then by the end, before Maghrib, they bring all the flax back. So they take turn, like a couple of people, the shepherds, they take them and then bring them. One day they took his animals and hide them. They hide them somewhere. They take his animals and hide them somewhere. And they came to them and they came with all of their animals. And they like, Ya Shaykh, subhanAllah, something terrible happened. Something bad happened to you, Shaykh. He said, I'm sound. Ain't nothing happened to me. Alhamdulillah, nothing happened to me. Do you see something I don't see? They like, no. Your animals, your goats, your sheep. What happened? They stolen, they gone. He says, Alhamdulillah, maybe it's good for me. Then they're like, whoa, he's real. This man is really, he's real. Huh? Let's give him his animals. One guy said, some say like, no, come on. Maybe now he's saying, let it soak with him for a couple of hours. We'll give it to him after Isha. We'll ask, we'll see what his reaction, if he's going to change his reaction. We see in the Salat when he recites, because he lead them in the Salat, is he going to recite? Is he the same person or he's really going to feel something in his voice that he's really missing his animal or something? Nothing happened. The man, he's the same, he's happy. They ask him again, somebody else. Every like half an hour, somebody comes to him and says, Shaykh, your animals are stolen. Alhamdulillah. What? Don't remind me of that. Alhamdulillah. It's okay. Maybe it's good for me. Then after Isha, they're like, that's it. We give him his animals. They says, no, it's okay. Tomorrow morning, we'll see if he changes his mind. All right. They said, tomorrow morning, we give it to him. They get up in the morning, what happened? Some thieves, real thieves, came, stole every single animal from the village. Real thieves came that night, they stole every single animal. What is left? His animals. Why? Because they were hidden. And they came to him and say, Shaykh, subhanAllah, you're amazing. Look, you're amazing. Instead to say, look, Shaykh, subhanAllah, we want to be like you. Teach us. Why you act like this? Why? Teach us. Because it's knowledge. It's aqidah. It's not you're amazing. What tribe you're from? What language you speak? What dialect? It has nothing to do with that. What you eat in breakfast? Yeah, right. You think that's what makes the difference? What you eat in breakfast? What is the aqidah? What is your aqidah, ya Shaykh? He says, look, man, subhanAllah. Your animals are here. He says, alhamdulillah. Now somebody, he loses a dollar and he's going to like, I don't know what. Ya akhi, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. وذكر الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى يقول الشيخ ربيعه تعالى هذه الآية ذكر هذه الآية وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله الآية في سورة يونس آية 107 and if Allah touches you with harm no one can remove it except he سبحانه وتعالى and if he intends good for you no one can repel his favor no one. قال الشيخ ربيع يعني أن الله قد قدر الخير وقدر الشر. It is Allah who has decreed the good and the bad. وإذا أصابك الضر فلا يرفعه إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى. If harm touches you and me, of course. No one can remove it except Allah. Of course, if you're sick, for example, you go to the doctor. But don't you ever think that the doctor cured you. No, you follow the means. The Prophet says, Tadawwa ibadallah. Those who are sick, yes, go seek the cure from the right people. Okay, so you go, not you go to the musha'widin. Like ignorant Muslims go to the Musha'wideen. What is soothsayers? Sorcerers on them, and oh my God, I'm sick. Give me something. Give you what? Go to a doctor. And the doctor is going to prescribe you a medicine according to your condition, based on the knowledge that Allah has given them. Okay? You follow the means. But the cure comes from who?
Allah.
From Allah. The medicine is just a mean. There are people, subhanAllah, the best doctors gather all together, nothing, they die. They put them in medication and they die. So the Shaykh, he says, if any harm was intended for you, decreed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can repeal it. وَإِنْ أَرَادَكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَوْ يَجْتَمَعَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ أَنْ يَسْرِفُوا هَذَا الْخَيْرَ عَنْكَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for you, any good, nobody can take it from away from you. Nothing. No one. Even if all of the people gather together, they will never, ever repel that favor of Allah and take it away from you. نعم عباد الله وحديث ابن عباس يوافق هذه الآية. He says the hadith of ابن عباس in agreement with this ayah in Surah Yunus. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. Because the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, know that if all of the ummah strive to benefit you with something, they will not be able to do it unless Allah has written it for you. And if they all strive, not just couple, people are afraid of couple, it's all of them strive to harm you with something, they will not be able to do it unless Allah has written it for you. And this is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-lawh al-mahfud. ثم قال المصنف الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ومن مذهب أهل السنة وطريقتهم مع قولهم بأن الخير والشر من الله وبقضائه ألا يضاف إلى الله تعالى ما يتوهم منه نقص على الانفراد فلا يقال يا خالق القردة والخنازير والخنافيس والجعلان وإن كان لا مخلوق إلا والرب خالقه. وفي ذلك ورد قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في دعاء الاستفتاح تباركت وتعاليت والخير في يديك والشر ليس إليك. ومعناه والله أعلم والشر ليس مما يضاف إليك إفرادا وقصدا حتى يقال لك في المنادات يا خالق الشر أو يا مقدر الشر، وإن كان هو الخالق والمقدر لهما جميعا. قال الشيخ هذا الأسلوب لا يجوز، هذا الأسلوب لا يجوز، لأن الله منزه عن هذا سبحانه، لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له والشر ليس إليك، فالشر لا يضاف إلى الله عز وجل أبدا، لأن منبع الشر هو النفوس الشريرة السيئة، والإنسان خلق ظلوما جهولا، فالشر منبعه الإنسان والشيطان، فلا يضاف إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. قال والشر ليس إليك، فالله فعله كله خير وقائم على الحكمة، حتى لو كان مفعوله شرا هو بالنسبة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى خير، لأنه قائم على الحكمة وعلى العدل، ولا يقوم على السفه ولا على الجهل حتى يضاف الشر إليه سبحانه وتعالى. أما الإنسان فيجهل ويسفه ويضل ويفعل الشر، فالشر لا ينسب إلى الله عز وجل، وإنما ينسب إلى فاعليه من العصاة وغيرهم. نعم. الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى he says (clears throat) in his points of Aqeedah, he says, from the madhab also and the path of Ahlul Sunnah is their saying that the good and evil is from Allah. That good and evil is from Allah. And by His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything which by itself entails any form of defect or deficiency is not annexed, mean ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one does not say, O creator of the ape, O creator of the pig, and the dung, and the beetle, even though no creation exists but the Lord created it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There appears about this a statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the supplication said at the beginning of the prayer. This is a supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in the beginning of the prayer. He used to say, a part of it, you are blessed and you are exalted. All good is in your hands and the evil is not from you. Now, meaning it's not ascribed to him. He decreed it, but he didn't force the servants to do evil and the like, as the Shaykh is going to explain later on. Its meaning, and Allah knows best, is evil not attributed, see, to you. That's what he means. Is not attributed to you by itself and out of intent. So one does not, when calling out to you, say, O creator of evil. You don't say, Ya Khaliq al-Shar, O creator of evil, or O ordainer of evil, even though He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and ordains of them, both. He is the one who ordains both of them, the good and the evil. And this is why Sheikh Rabia stopped here and he explained, Hafidhahu wa ta'ala, he says, Naam, as this is in the dua of al-istiftah, he says, it's not a good usloob, it's not a good way. You don't address Allah like this, Ya Khaliq al-Shar, O creator of evil. You don't address. So evil can never be attributed or annexed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind that it is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a hikmah, there is a great wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. But actually, evil stems from what? From the evil souls. Not from the evil souls of the people. And the people, they wrong themselves and they're ignorant. So evil actually stems from the people and from the shaitan. So it cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Not as long as we learn in the previous chapters that some wicked deviant sects who they even use the qadar, and they even say that Allah is pleased with them, with the shirk, the mushrikiyya. Remember that sect, the mushrikiyya? They say, now Allah is pleased with the shirk that they are upon. And they justify that. Who remember? What's their justification? Who remember? Now, Muhammad?
If Allah was not pleased with it, He would not allow us to do it.
Ahsant. And they said, if Allah was not pleased with it, He would not allow us to do it. Allahu Akbar. So he said, keep in mind, Allah created the evil, decreed it for a great wisdom. A great wisdom. Based on knowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Hakim, is al-Alim. And He does everything by wisdom, and He's just. His rulings and regulations are just. Adl. Allah's rulings and regulation, and what Allah legislate, what Allah decreed, is not based on ignorance. Ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, they do things based on ignorance. People do things, they don't even know why they're doing it. People do things, they have no clue what they're going to take them to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above all this, these deficiencies that the human being have. So therefore this is the case. Evil cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather it is attributed to those wrongdoers, those evildoers who they act upon evil. Nah. Want to say something? Or he's already mentioned now.
No. He's the creator of this. Is it to show the difference between evil and good?
No.
It's an example.
Mm-hmm.
He decreed it, I can only imagine, because he knew we were going to do it.
Ahsant. Naam, that's why you find the ulama, he says, وَبِدِدِّهَا تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءَ. If you want to know something very good, very well, know its opposite. How you know Tawheed, really? How you know the Tawheed and the importance of Tawheed when you know what?
Shirk.
It's opposite. The more you know about the shirk, the more you appreciate Tawheed. Likewise, the Sunnah. You want to know the Sunnah? You study it, but also you study what? It's opposite. What is its opposite? Bid'ah. Well, the more you know about the bid'ah and the evil of bid'ah, you love the sunnah and you know how important, subhanAllah, the sunnah that you are upon. Likewise, you want to know why you're supposed to be upon the way of the salaf? You learn their ways and their aqidah and who they are and what they believe, their creed. But also, when you learn about the misguidance and the deviation and the foolishness and the evil and the corruption of the deviant sects, subhanAllah, you will thank Allah more for guiding you. Sometimes people, they just on the haq, but they don't know the opposite and they take it for granted. They don't know how important that the haq they are upon. You see? Like someone he lives in this nice, mashallah, not bad apartment, but he never been somewhere else. Is he? He's not appreciating it like he should. Who would appreciate that small apartment? Who? And homeless. That man never slept outside. He like, oh, this apartment, I know it's bad. Oh man, 1700 square feet. People, they used to sleep on a carton board, man, talking about 2 feet by three. Maybe about 1700. See, who will appreciate that small apartment? A homeless. Someone who have no home. Who will appreciate Islam? The one who was not a Muslim before. And now he knows Islam. Who will appreciate Tawheed? Someone who was upon the wrong side. He was on the other side on shirk. And now he's like, Alhamdulillah, Allah. Because he knows how it is to be on the other side. So it's very important for us to learn. Knowledge is important now.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, our noble Shaykh, and we conclude the class with this, he mentioned some statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, very beneficial, and he mentioned this, what the Shaykh was explaining, as related to this very important point of Aqeedah, as Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, mentioned in his book, Aqeedah to Salaf, the Aqeedah that we're supposed to be upon, the Aqeedah of the Salaf. This is the right aqeedah, this is the sound creed. This is the sound creed, because aqeedah is the creed in English. Not to confuse it with Al-Qaeda. Alright, and because it happened to me once, I was talking, was giving a da'wah to a group of people, they came in a group. And I was mentioning aqeedah, and I forget to say the creed. And one of them says, "Hey, talking about Bin Laden?" I says, "No, Bin Laden, where you get that from? Say, you're talking Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda." I'm like, "No, I ain't saying no Al-Qaeda. Aqeedah. But them, to them, sound to them like Al-Qaeda. No, the Aqeedah in Arabic, meaning the creed, the belief that the Muslim should be upon, should have, okay? Linaam. And that's very important. The Shaykh Hafidahullah, he mentioned that it's important to remember that the good and the evil is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a test. People are tested by good and people are tested by evil. We have an ayah in the Quran. We shall test you with good and with evil. So don't you think whenever good things come in your way, Allah is pleased with me? Check it. What are you doing? Some people, they get in those means, those things from means that are haram, and says Allah is pleased with you. How Allah is going to be pleased with someone who's getting money from haram? Just because he's getting it? La. Check. Likewise. And we cannot also, we learn that we do not attribute the and annex and attribute the evil to Allah by saying, "Oh, the creator of evil." We don't say that. You can say, "Ya khaliq as-sama'i wal-ard," "Oh, the creator of the heavens and the earth." But you don't say, "Ya khaliq as-shar," "Oh, creator of evil." Because evil stems and comes from evil people. Allah has made the path of good clear and commanded us and chose that for us. And made the path of evil clear and tells us stay away from it. So then people still, some choose to be on evil instead of being upon good. And the Shaykh said this is a very important matter that we have to try to understand it correctly and have the sound fiqh of it. And all the sins that the people fall into, all of the deviation they get themselves and the mess they get themselves into, the transgressions that they transgress against one another, and the evil and the disobedience and all that. Of course, these are actions that are decreed by Allah. But the people choose to do that. Allah didn't force those people to do evil. And they cannot use the Qadr to justify their wickedness and their evil actions. But rather, alhamdulillah, we should know this point of aqeedah, that evil is decreed by Allah, but the people choose to do it and to act upon it. And then the Shaykh says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and yufaqihana fi dinihi, wa an yuhsina khawatimana, wa an yuthabbitana ala al-haqq, wa an yujannibana al-fitan, ma zahara minha wa ma batan, inna rabbana al-sami'u al-du'a, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Shaykh says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sound understanding in his religion, and to cause us to die on a good end,
Ameen.
To make our ends a good one. May Allah, he says, keep us firm upon the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all trials, those who we know and those we don't. Because indeed Allah, he's the one who hears the supplication. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The next chapter, insha'Allah ta'ala, from Aqidat al-Salaf, will be عواقب العباد مبهمة. And the other one, الشهادة على من مات على شيء, that the outcome of the slaves is unknown. The outcome of the slaves is unknown, inshallah, and the ruling upon on one who died upon belief or unbelief. That's what we're going to take in next class. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.